This is the InnovaBuzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to episode number 54 of the InnovaBuzz podcast, designed to help smart businesses with an interest in innovation become even more innovative. In this episode, my guest is Michael E. Gerber, the author of 28 eMyth books and the person who has already transformed the state of small business worldwide. Now, Michael talks to me about his passion today, which is devoted to launching beyond the eMyth, the evolution of an enterprise, as he calls it, from a company of one to a company of 1,000. It's a revolutionary process which prepares a small company for sale, for acquisition by a buyer, by starting out to design it in such a way that it can scale. It's a fascinating process, and we talk a lot about it on this interview. Now, Michael's mantra is every life a legacy, every small business a school, which I love. Now, he points out that an entrepreneur is a creator who is here to create in order to serve the world. And he challenges us on this interview to develop what he calls NewCo, with a blank piece of paper and a beginner's mindset. So without further ado, let's fly into the hive and get the buzz from Michael E. Gerber. Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz, and it's a great privilege to have here with me today on this episode of the InnovaBuzz podcast, all the way from Carlsbad in California, Michael E. Gerber, who's the author, of course, of the eMyth book series. Michael, welcome to the podcast. It's a great privilege to have you here.
Well, thank you, Jürgen. I'm very, very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. So now, first of all, can I start by saying thank you? You know, you've made such a big difference and had such an impact on so many businesses and so many people in their lives, including me and all of my audience. So for that, thank you, Michael.
Oh, thank you very much. My delight.
Yeah. Now, just by way of some statistics, so put things in perspective. Now, the eMyth was named by the Wall Street Journal in 2011 as the number one best-selling book of, or the number one best business book of all time. And of course, it sold millions of copies. It's been translated into 29 different languages. It's sold in many, many different countries all around the world. It's taught in over 100 universities and business schools. But Michael, you have still a burning passion to continue to make a difference in people's lives and people's businesses, right? So this is what we're going to talk about today, and it's called Beyond the eMyth.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Beyond the eMyth. I think this is really exciting, and I'm quite privileged to have the opportunity to be part of this journey that I think is going to continue to make such a huge impact on people's lives and businesses.
Well, I think, and thank you for asking that question, because you're the first to actually ask it in that way. Mm-hmm. And the way you asked it really is at the heart of it.
Yeah.
And the heart of everything I've done all these years. And you know, I've been working on my path for 40 years now. Just celebrated my 80th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It was a surprise party. My wife was insistent upon creating a party for me.
Yeah.
The extraordinary thing is it was positioned as a speaking event. So I thought it was a paid speaking event.
All right, very good.
And so I went there to go speak to this audience. And there was this audience, about 220 people in this lovely setting. And I did my speech thinking I was speaking to somebody's audience,
yeah.
Not knowing that it was mine. we had, and I didn't know this either, we were doing this streaming video. I don't know whether you attended, but we had 83,000 people live at that event on streaming video. And it was a departure, because in fact we'd been working on Nuco, I call it, rather than persisting with old co. I think of old co as e-myth, ironically. And so we were working on beyond e-myth because it was time for me to go beyond it. And I felt it was time for everyone to go beyond it. So to me, and to all my work and all this time, these 40 years, e-myth has been essentially the expression of a problem, the entrepreneurial myth, that we believe people who own and operate small companies are entrepreneurs when in fact they're not. They're technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure, and they go out and start their own job and continue doing it. Now, you're well aware of that. You're very familiar with that, because the vast majority of people doing whatever they're doing are doing that.
That's right, yeah.
And I finally came to the realization in my 80th year, it was time for me to step out and go beyond it. And so literally beyond the e-myth is my step beyond the past. Literally a step beyond the past. And the past has been our work fixing broken businesses. And so you might say the over 100,000 clients we have served through our e-myth coaching, e-myth mastery process, we're really working to fix what they created that was broken. Broken because it still just depended upon them, meaning if they don't show up, there is no business. Right?
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this, and please take this in the spirit in which I'm saying it. If you don't show up, there's no business.
That's right.
Yeah, Jürgen is the digital marketing guru.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we're working on fixing that, but I really like your approach, which is, you know, let that run to keep the cash coming in and start something with a blank piece of paper and a learning attitude, which I love.
Oh, you're so great. You're such a great student because you got it. So what I'm saying, it's beyond dentistry, it's beyond chiropractic, it's beyond law, it's beyond consulting, it's beyond coaching, it's beyond leadership, it's beyond anything and everything that we have accepted as our rote path in life. It's time to go beyond it, because until we go beyond it, we'll never be free of it. And until we're free of it, we'll never be liberated to the point that we, each and every human being on the planet, deserve. So I envision beyond the e-myth is literally that. It's a statement beyond the past. You got it?
Yeah. And you're modeling it, right? You're actually modeling it.
We're doing it. We're modeling it. We're doing it. We're launching it. We're growing it. And so we're doing that first by speaking it. And so we're speaking it. I'm speaking it to you right now. And everyone who's listening is essentially being challenged by it. Because for everyone who's listening right now, they're not interested in letting go. They're interested in getting better at what they do.
That's right.
They want to get better at what they do.
That's the trap we all fall into.
Help me get better at what I do, Jürgen. Help me get better at what I do, Michael. Help me get better at what I do, Jerry, Jim, Judy, Jack, and all the multiple coaches and mentors and executive coaches and business. You see them on the planet. They're saying, help me do this better than I'm doing it. Help me do. And that's what they all step up to do. Well, I'm not stepping up to do that anymore. I'm saying, screw it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that's old co. Capital O, L D, capital C O. Old co is Jürgen as the digital marketing coach, expert, guru, whatever, whatever. I'm saying now we must discover why I'm really here, and that's new co. capital N-E-W, capital C-O. So I'm saying to everybody who's listening to us, take Old Co., set it over there, keep on doing it, because you got to make a living. But making a living and creating and following a calling are two different things. And I'm saying every one of us are called, but we have to open our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to hear it.
That's right.
Now, this might sound like personal growth. Forget it. It's not. You understand? Personal growth is outcome of an epiphany, outcome of an understanding, an outcome of an experience. I want to provide everyone with that ability to begin NewCo in a way they've never thought to begin it before.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And you said something on one of the other podcasts, I think, around there's a dreamer within all of us, and we just need to let it out and discover it. And then having discovered that dreamer, we have the capability to achieve things that we never thought would be possible before that. So that's kind of where this is coming from, isn't it?
Well, it's coming from that. It's also coming from, Jürgen, you're a senior, maybe you're older than 40.
Yeah.
You may be older than 50.
Just a little bit, yeah.
And I'm older than 70. Yeah. So I'm in my 80s now. Now, my wife tells me I'm going to live to 126. I don't know. But what I really know for a fact, and this is really important, is that creator, that imagineer, as Disney calls Disney Imagineering, that's where all the good stuff happens, that imagineer is really in the child in us. Meaning when we were kids, there were no limits.
That's right, yeah.
We didn't learn limits until we stepped out to try something, and then we got hurt. You know, we burned our finger, or we broke our toe, or we etc. So we learned by negative experiences, and our world taught us through negative inferences. You know, there's the tall poppy syndrome in Australia.
That's
right?
Really bad.
Cut it off! Cut it off! That's what we learn from. And so unfortunately, we learn exactly the opposite of what we are here to learn.
So we learn to fit in.
What we're here to learn is not how to fit in. What we're here to learn is how to grow. And growth is the unknown. And the unknown is terrifying.
It's outside of the comfort zone,
We're out of the comfort zone. So my job has been all this time to drag people screaming out of the comfort zone. But unfortunately, or fortunately, because it's worked, to fix their broken business. But mainly to fix their yet-to-be broken mind. Because until we break free of this, we're never going to discover what we never discovered before. And it's that discovery that you began to discover when you started using a camera. Remember you said photography? When you started using a camera and you suddenly began to learn, holy moly, I didn't know you could do that.
That's right. And that excitement.
That?
Yeah, absolutely. Still have that every day. But yeah, it's that excitement, but instilling that into everything. And I was reading something the other day, and I can't remember who this quote came from, but it was along the lines of, you know, our greatest fear is not failing. Our greatest fear is that we're actually powerful beyond imagination. And so our greatest fear is that, you know, we've got to step out of our comfort zone to actually realize that and grow into being what we can be and what we're capable of being.
Yeah, we're terrified of it. We're terrified of it. And I meet that every day. And even in these podcasts, I meet that. Because the podcaster, the interviewer, wants it to be something that he or she is expecting because they prepared themselves by reading my book or whatever. And so and I'm talking about something completely different. And I said, oh, my God, what is this?
Yeah.
So I'm challenging the podcaster to go beyond.
Very
Yeah.
good.
But you see, I'm challenging myself to go beyond.
Yeah. And I
How do you let go of your credentials at 80 to enter into the unknown without any ability to see what's going to happen when you do it? Because you can't.
Yeah, that's pretty inspiring, really. That really, that's very inspiring.
Well, thanks. It's inspiring, except when you do it. So when you do it, you're completely continuously moving into the unknown. That's the whole nature of this. Now, my experience has told me in my real life that until I do that, I don't get anywhere. The only place I get when I don't do that is where I've already been. So I keep on repeating where I've already been, perhaps fine-tuning it, fine-tuning it, fine-tuning it, fine-tuning it, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm not climbing the mountain. I'm simply in the valley doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, and I'm thanking God that I've got what I've got. Well, we're not here to thank God for what we've got. We're here to thank God for what He's given us. So I like to say, if we're born in the image of God, and in Judaism, which is my born religion, that is what we've heard. Born in the image of God. And if we're born in the image of God, I'm saying, Jürgen, we were born to create. So God is the ultimate creator. And if we're born in God's image, we're born to create. So how do we do that? We have to create out of where we are. Otherwise, it's not creating.
Yeah, it comes back to your point of growth, isn't it? So growing and learning happens outside your comfort zone, doesn't it? So
You got it, always.
when you're feeling uncomfortable, like I have times when I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable and I think, oh gee, this is tough, and hang on, I'm learning. This is
Yeah,
new.
hang on, I'm learning, supposedly,
You're
right?
supposedly, yeah, you may not know what you're learning right then and there, but it helps to take a step back and say, what is the lesson here?
So the book Beyond the E-Myth does just that. It takes the reader, who is the smallest of the small. So my audience today and forever on will be the smallest of the small. It's a lady, it's a guy doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, 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 busy. It's a chiropractor, it's an architect, it's an attorney, it's a programmer, it's a digital marketer, it's a internet marketer, it's a whatever, whatever, you name it. And it's a person doing that work. They're essentially self-employed. So I don't call them solopreneurs, and I don't call them lifestyle businesses. That's all bullshit. You understand me? That's just what internet marketers have created
That's
to make
right.
everybody comfortable with where they are.
So Michael's
So
called that,
that's called pandering to the mindset. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's right. I think you said on one, it may have been your intro audio for the book, where you talk about pandering to the stupid, but you want to pander to the intelligent or pander to the exceptional.
Well, and the exceptional lives within every one of us. So you understand, the exceptional lives within every one of us. My passion is for catching the exceptional in every one of us and playing the game together. And the game that we're playing, I've spelled out literally, not figuratively, step by step by step by step in Beyond the E-Myth. There's a path to take. So I'm inviting every single littlest of the little on the path with me. And I'm saying, join me to go beyond where you are. What you think about it, what you feel about it, what you've done to get where you are, what you name it, what you call it, what you believe it to be, your comfort, your disability, whatever it might be. Join me and let's take a step beyond it. And that step is in Beyond the E-Myth, which you will read and relish. And it's step one, step two. So the first four steps are what I call the dreaming room. And that's really the platform for growth. And in order to move into the platform for growth, you have to get rid of everything you believe to be true. So I call that a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind. Mm. And the first step is to discover the dream. The second step is to discover the vision. And the third step is to discover the purpose. And the fourth step is to discover the mission. The dream of NewCo, the vision of NewCo, the purpose of NewCo, and the mission of NewCo has nothing to do with what you're doing right now.
Right, yeah.
You got it.
Yep.
Doesn't mean you have to stop being a digital marketer.
No.
I mean, it doesn't mean that at all. Doesn't mean you have to stop being a guy, whatever, however old you are. Doesn't mean you have to move out of your house. It just simply means you got to do what Ray Kroc did. When he went to work on McDonald's, he didn't make hamburgers, he didn't make french fries, he didn't make maldeds. It did.
Yeah, the system.
He went to work on the prototype to perfect it. Hmm. He literally went out of his way to create NewCo. Hmm.
And just
so you understand, NewCo, well, might also be in the digital marketing arena.
Of course, yeah. But I was just going to say, you're not talking about re-engineering what's there and what has issues in that. You're talking about taking a totally blank piece of paper and taking a completely new approach to this whole company, whether it ends up doing digital marketing later on as, or the system does digital marketing later on or not, is irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, just as Walt Disney did at Disney Imagineering, and as Disney Imagineering does every single day.
Yeah.
Walt would say to the Imagineers, we're about to step out into the unknown. We have no idea what it looks like, but I can absolutely assure you, you have never seen it before, you have never done it before, you don't know how to do it, you don't even know why to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing you can bring to me. It's something I've never seen before, have no preparation for, can't even imagine right now to truly invent a new world. Mm. That's what you're called to do. If you fail to do that, you're out of here.
Yeah.
If you fail to do that, you're not a Disney Imagineer. Mm. So can you imagine that calling? And that's what I'm calling everybody to do. Mm. That's what I'm calling you to do. That's what I'm calling every guy who interviews me to do. I'm just driving them crazy. Yeah. I'm saying we're going to go beyond anything we believe to be true and discover it anew. And I happen to be gifted with the ability to exacerbate that in people who are open and willing to play the game with me.
Yeah.
When that happens, we're all going to discover something we never discovered before. Mm.
Yeah,
that cool?
Yeah, that is absolutely cool. And I really love the way you've outlined that in the book. So I've had the privilege of reading 7 preview chapters that is available for information for everybody at beyondtheemyth.com. So go and have
wait,
a look at
wait,
that.
Wait,
oh,
wait.
Sorry, I'm stealing your thunder.
No. But you said it wrong. And I'm sorry. It's beyond emyth, not beyond the emyth.
All right. Sorry.
Yes, it's beyond emyth.
Beyondemyth.com. Okay. So.
Beyondemyth.com. It's not beyond the emyth. Yep. If it's beyond the emyth, it's beyond the book. Okay. It's not beyond the book. It's beyond the idea.
Beyond the idea. Okay. So that's important for two things. It's important to understand that it is beyond the idea, but also if you choose the link that I mentioned first, you'll end up with at the wrong place.
You got it. That's good for perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for both reasons.
That's right.
Right.
But we'll have links to that in the show notes, obviously, so that all you need to do is click on that and you'll find out more information. But Michael, tell us more about the next 4 steps, because I think, you know, those first 4 are so exciting. But then to see the whole picture of the process and see that this whole thing can actually be made into a process, that is the thing that really touched me.
Wonderful. So let me also say, Jürgen, that this is going to be the process for preparing your company, your digital marketing company, we're saying it will be, in some fashion or form, for sale. Mm. So understand the end game of all this for every single creator, every single company on earth is the ultimate sale of that company. And in order to prepare your company for sale, you've got to think like the buyer of that company. Mm. Not like the creator of it, yeah. But like the buyer of it.
And that's a challenge, isn't it? Because it's my baby, so I'm attached to it.
Yeah, but you got to understand, these are the key indicators for that buyer. One, that it doesn't depend upon Jürgen. Hmm. Period.
Yeah. Because
The buyer doesn't want me there, do they? it has to demonstrate that it doesn't depend upon Jürgen. Just like McDonald's didn't depend upon the founder of McDonald's, Ray Kroc.
Yeah.
Lost it for a minute. Oh, by the way, did you know a movie's coming out in December?
Yes, I saw the trailer. Yes. Yeah, that's really good timing, isn't it?
I mean, is that a gift from God or what? I mean, the whole story is right there.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I haven't seen it.
So compulsory viewing, what's it called?
It's The Founder.
The Founder, okay. So it's the story of McDonald's and Ray Kroc.
It's the story of you. It's the story of me. It's the story of everybody who's listening to us. If you dare to reach out to that part of you that is the founder. Mm. And so here's the process. So the dream, the vision, the purpose, the mission, that's the platform. Now, I'm presuming and that once you go through the process, you'll understand what your dream is, Jürgen, what your vision is, what your purpose is for NewCo. Mm. Now you're going to go to work on NewCo to get it ready for sale.
Yeah.
And that's a four-step process. And it's called the job, the practice, the business, the enterprise. The job is your client fulfillment system. Mm. It's the product. It's the service you're selling.
Yeah.
Your job as the founder is to go to work on the client fulfillment system to turnkey it. Mm. So it suddenly becomes a product your company can deliver consistently to every single customer.
Yeah.
Who is your most important customer? So you have to consider in your dream, your vision, your purpose, and your mission, who your central demographic model
customer is. That's right, yeah. Who's the customer, yeah.
In my case, it's the smallest of the small. Hmm. It's a guy, a company of one, and I define a company of one as a company that depends upon the owner. Hmm. So Jürgen has a company of one. Now, it may be, you might say, yeah, it's just because there's Jürgen there.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, no, it's not because of that.
It's because it depends on...
You can have 20 employees. You can have 50 contractors. But if you have to be there, you've got a company of one.
Yeah.
So I want everybody listening to us to ask yourself the question, do I own a company of one or a company of many? And it can't be a company of many until you've completed the first step. As a company of one. Hmm. And that means you have to turnkey your client fulfillment system, the product, what you're selling, what you're delivering. You got it?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
That's before any digital marketing takes place. Hmm. Digital marketing doesn't take place until you get to step two, which is the practice. Hmm. And the practice is the three-legged stool. The practice is lead generation, lead conversion, client fulfillment. Hmm. That's your franchise prototype. Hmm. So now that you've created your client fulfillment system, this is how we do it, this is how we do it, this is how we do it, this is how we do it. Now you're able to have somebody else deliver it, not you, right? That's the key indicator. Hmm. It can be delivered successfully by a non-expert, but a master of your system.
That's right. And not only that next person can teach other people the system as well.
Not yet.
Not yet?
No, because you need to have a system through which they can do that.
I can do that, exactly.
Understand? Okay. So you need to think of it functionally.
Yeah.
That person is a technician. Mm. Now you're able to replicate the technician in your company. Mm. That's the first step.
Okay.
Technician delivers the client fulfillment system. That technician may be a chiropractor. That technician may be an attorney. That technician may be a digital marketer. That technician may be whatever the hell that technician is. Mm. But the system they deliver is the system of law as we deliver it. The system as digital marketing as we deliver it. It's a product. Yeah. It's turnkey. Anybody can do it who has been taken through apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and mastering. Hmm. You got it.
Yeah.
Now you have the ability to produce masters of the system. Now you need to produce the client acquisition system that will enable each of them to work to optimal performance. Hmm. So your client fulfillment system is ready. It's the ball game. It's the heart of the art. And the second system is client acquisition.
Yeah.
Now you're going to turnkey it. Now we've got a turnkey client acquisition system that can fill to capacity technician number one, technician number two, technician number three. You follow what I'm saying? Mm. Now you're ready to grow.
Yeah. So now you've...
The third step is a business. Mm. And a business is defined by Beyond the E-Myth as nothing other than up to seven turnkey practices plus a turnkey management system. Mm. So now you've got a client fulfillment system, and you can teach somebody to use it, teach somebody to use it, teach somebody to use it, certify them, certify them, certify them, certify them. You're now able to deliver your hamburgers in exactly the same way every single time, not by an expert, but by a master. The difference is key. Mm. He isn't the expert. The system is. Mm. You follow that?
Yeah. That's the beauty of this whole thing, and that's, you know, that's where I think even today people that have read the E-Myth still stumble with that whole concept.
But of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I've written this new book. Mm. So that it will be impossible for them to stumble with the concept. Now, what it might do is create an enormous backlash. Yeah, but not me, not me, not me. I'm gonna say goodbye. Mm. So what can I say? Yeah. Everybody do this.
Yeah, well, if you want to be a company of one, that's your choice, right? But now you have something there you have something there that will take you beyond that if you choose to take up the challenge.
Because you just bought a job, and it's the worst job in the world because you're working for a lunatic.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that lunatic is living in his or her comfort zone.
Yeah.
And entrepreneurship is beyond comfort. Hmm. Whoever said that our reason for being alive is to be comfortable? The guy who climbed Everest, he said he climbed it because it was there. And I'm saying we're climbing it because it's there. Hmm. And it's there for every human being on the planet. Every one of the 7+ billion people on the planet. Once they are aware that such a system exists, they have no choice other than to retire. You understand?
Yeah.
They have no choice other than to ignore it.
Yeah.
But I am going to be so noisy. And you are too, Yuri.
Yes, absolutely.
Why would we do anything other than this once we know it's there?
Yeah. Exactly. And I like you said somewhere in one of the podcasts, I think maybe that I listened to about, you know, that we all have a responsibility, because with things are changing so dramatically in the world today in terms of, you know, artificial intelligence and automation and so on. So traditional jobs as we know it, where somebody would work on a production line and do manual labor, and there would be, you know, hundreds or millions of people around the world that derive their income from that, those jobs are disappearing, you know. And we have politicians telling us, oh, we can fix that by doing various bits and pieces. But you said something that I thought that really has encapsulated that. It's up to every single one of us to actually make that change, because the politicians really can't dictate anything there that's going to bring those jobs back or create new jobs.
No, government doesn't create jobs. Mm. People do. If we create the wrong job, while it may seem like better than the other option, create the wrong job, become self-employed, I'm saying that's just simply the first step. That's the first step in a process. And to not go to the second step is a sin. So I'm just simply saying, for anybody listening to me right now, just accept it as I've said it. I've at least earned that credibility.
Yeah.
If in fact I've succeeded at what I've done, and I have beyond belief, that I've earned at least the credibility that would allow you to say, perhaps he knows something I don't. Mm. And if I do know something you don't, and I'm willing to share it with you wholeheartedly here in my 80th year, then you have no choice but to let go of your resistance and just listen to me. Because I have no other reason than to transform the state of small business worldwide and to transform the way every single individual makes a living and the way every single individual steps out and takes complete responsibility at the grassroots of where you live to take people around you beyond where you are. And the only way you can do that is to first do it yourself, an economy of one, where you are. That's the conversation.
Yeah.
That's the exciting part about it.
Yeah, it is exciting. I love that concept of the economy of one. And, you know, you talk also somewhere about, you know, finding greatness within each of us, that great people are everywhere. It's just bringing out those dreams and bringing out that understanding to the fore, so allow them to actually get out of their own way, get out of the way of the dreamer, to bring that to the fore.
Yep. Allow her to speak. And he and she will say things that are completely incongruent with the way you're leading your life. No matter what you might think. Because if he isn't, it's not the dreamer. It's the artifice. if he isn't saying something that's challenging everything you do and the way that you do it, then he is not who you think he is. He's the devil incarnate. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to her. If she is saying that you're great and everything's fine and you're just absolutely beautiful and wonderful, forget it, because he is the devil. He's speaking lie after lie after lie, because you're not fine.
You're not fine. Just stay in your comfort zone and you'll be good.
What can I do?
Yeah.
So let me say that. So the business is up to 7 turnkey practices. Chiropractor 1, chiropractor 2, digital marketer 1, digital marketer 2, digital marketer 3, attorney 1, attorney 2, attorney 3, whatever. You got my point. Up to 7 of them. Client acquisition 1, client acquisition 2, client acquisition 3, and the system works. We know it will work. It will keep the chiropractor optimally productive, every single one of them, up to 7. So the business works. And we have a management system to make certain that we're working on it continuously. Continuous improvement is key. So it's never a static thing, it's a dynamic thing. We never stop growing. We're always growing. Why? Because the world is always changing. And our job is to be ahead of it, not behind it.
Lead the change, you know? Lead the change.
It's not lead from behind, it's lead from above. So that's our job, which takes us to the enterprise. And the enterprise is the end product of this process. And the enterprise is nothing other than up to 7 turnkey businesses plus a turnkey leadership system. So you begin to see it's like Lego blocks. And that's what's so exciting about it. It's like Lego blocks. You understand? It's an absolute methodology for growth that no one has ever taught anybody how to do. When Ray Kroc did it, he made it up. When Starbucks did it, they made it up. When Subway sandwiches did it, they made it up. All you have to do is to look at Subway sandwiches. You've seen Subway sandwiches in Australia.
Oh, yeah, we've got them here.
You see the production line. I mean, it's a manufacturing line. It's a little manufacturing plant. they're manufacturing a sandwich. Which one? There's your sandwich.
Mm.
Hey, there's nobody bright behind that counter. Just a guy doing the work. You say, yeah, but I don't want to create a company like that. I'd say you would if, in fact, the outcome of that is prodigious.
Yeah.
So you understand, you're not limited by McDonald's. You're not limited by Subway. You're not limited by Starbucks. You're not limited by Apple. You're not limited by Microsoft. You're not limited by Mary Kay Cosmetics. You're not limited by what they have done. But you are blessed because they've done it.
Mm.
And so because they've done it, they have demonstrated you can do this anyway, in any kind of practice, in any kind of marketplace, with any kind of consumer, with any kind of product or service, anywhere, anyhow. That's what I'm bringing to you with Beyond the E-Myth. That's why it's such an exciting thing for me.
Yeah. Well, it is really exciting, and I think we can see that Michael is really excited by that. So I love your passion, and I love your enthusiasm and energy behind that. So, Michael, this has been really fabulous. I hope you'll indulge me. We'd love to ask our guests a series of short questions about innovation, and I think, you know, this ties in really well with what we've been talking about and your thing. So we'll head on to into our buzz, which is the innovation round. So firstly, what's the number one thing anyone needs to do to be more innovative?
You have to think out of the box, which everybody says. But here's the question. The question that's core to innovation is what's missing in this picture. The question, what's missing in this picture, has to be alive in you all the time.
Yeah.
And it's what's missing in this picture where I'm sleeping right now. What's missing in this picture where I'm having lunch right now? What's missing in this picture as I'm driving to work? What's missing in this picture as I'm having this conversation? What's missing in this picture about everything and anything? And that continuous inquiry is the core seed bed for innovation.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, what has to be a corollary of that is what I've already described, a dream, a vision, a purpose, and a mission. Unless I've created an outcome in my mind, in my imagination, that's critical. Unless I'm thinking like Walt did about Disneyland, unless I have a standard that I'm establishing called GreatCo, the great growing company, or whatever it might be, then innovation has no energy to it.
Yeah.
You understand? Unless it's being called a rise above the ordinary, it's not innovation. It's just making things different.
That's right. Yeah.
Innovation is improvement.
Hmm.
It's improvement of what is. Creativity is pursuing the unknown. At the point at which we can then begin to innovate.
Hmm.
So innovation isn't the clear departure. Creativity is.
Okay, yeah.
But creativity isn't implementable. Only innovation is.
Hmm.
So effectively, you're caught in this trap. It's like Disney when he said to the guys and Imagineers, we're going to be doing stuff you've never done before for a reason you've never thought of before to accomplish something you never thought possible before.
Yeah.
That's called creativity.
Hmm.
Imagineers are truly in an unending process of creativity. Innovation is really the alteration of what is.
Yeah.
Creativity is the creation of what isn't.
Okay. Great answer. It's probably the best answer we've ever had. Distinction between innovation and creativity, what you need to do. So ask the right questions and be curious all the time. So I love it, Michael. What's the best thing you've done to develop new ideas?
Say that again.
What's the best thing you've done to develop new ideas?
I read mystery novels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't read business books. Business books just, they just bore the living whatever out of me.
Yeah.
I don't read business books. So I read mystery novels, and my mind then is free of anything on the outside.
Yeah.
And I'm just following this path. And this path is always a surprising path or not.
Yeah. And so you have ideas when you're following sort of a path you don't
have. I have ideas. I wake up in the middle of the night with ideas. So you understand, ideas come to you. It's like my saxophone teacher used to say, you don't make music, Michael. Music finds you. Your job is to practice. So I practice music, practice music, practice music, which means what? I practice creating, I practice creating, I practice creating, and something happens. So something always happens, Jürgen. That's the important thing for everybody to understand. When you practice creating, when you practice creating, something always happens, and it's always something you'd never anticipated. So I woke up maybe 3 weeks ago, and this voice, and when I say this voice, it's my inner voice. And it said, every life a legacy. Literally that, not sort of that. Every life a legacy. Now, my wife has been speaking to me about my legacy, about my legacy, about my legacy, about my legacy, and I sort of shine it on, shine it on, shine it on, shine it on, because yeah. And she's determined that my legacy will live forever. And so, okay, I got that. I got that, yeah. But I woke up with this immediate seeing. This is what I call it, seeing. It's where you can suddenly see it, meaning you can hear it, you can see it. It comes to you, and it came as an expression, every life a legacy. Now, if you've gone to my website at Michael E. Gerber Companies, anybody who goes to my website, our website, my wife's and ours, called MichaelEGerberCompanies.com, you'll see or if you received any emails from us, you'll see a phrase that says, every small business a school. So that came to me in exactly the same way that every life a legacy came to me. So today it says, every life a legacy, every small business is school.
Yeah.
Now it's complete.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, Jürgen, your life is a legacy. Then you get to choose what it is. You follow me?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that, you know, those two together, and I thought that's just beautiful. And you know, it so encapsulates everything you're doing now with Beyond the E-Myth for me.
Your life is a legacy which changes the nature of the energy that you pour into it. So when you say, so what inspires you, what moves you, that's what moves me. It's the sudden seeing, as I call it, of something that I've not seen before. You understand, I didn't sit there and manufacture every life legacy. It came to me. Now, I could say it came to me from God. I could say it came to me from this, but I'm already talking about it. Forget about it, because all I know is it came to me.
That's right, yeah.
Because it tells me this little tale of the blind man speaking. And he said, before I met Christ, I was blind. Once I met Christ, I could see. I don't know how that happened. I only know that that happened. So it became a really powerful message for me. I don't know how that happened. I only know that that happened. I could tell all kinds of tales about it. All I know is I woke up at 3:10 in the morning with this voice, and I could have written it down or not, and I almost didn't. But I hadn't not written it down, I wouldn't have it today. I would have lost it. But if my life is a legacy, then I have to look upon those things that come to me as a critical voice speaking to that. I'm obligated to write it down. I can't just shine it on. So I did, and now it's a living part of what we do. Every life a legacy, every small business a school. And if that's true, that means yours and mine and his and hers, and every single one on the planet. And what would that mean if, in fact, every life is a legacy? That means you must take your life seriously.
That's right.
And beyond your comfort, beyond yourself, Because the dream isn't a personal dream, it's an impersonal dream.
That's right. And I love, you know, you express it somewhere, I think it might be in the book, but around, you know, having that servant's heart. I mean, they're my words, but you had that sentiment there. And I think that ties in with this message of every life a legacy, every business a school, because that kind of brings it back to, you know, you're not doing it. You're not doing your business for you. You're doing it for others.
Yep. Yep. That's my calling.
Yeah.
That's your calling.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're born to do.
Yep. Lovely. Great answer. So do you have a favorite tool or system for improving productivity and allowing you to be more innovative or come up with these creative ideas? And maybe it's
no.
just maybe it's just a maybe it's just a pen and paper by the bedside.
Listen, I've already done it. I mean, I've already done it and done it and done it and done it. So I've already worked that one to death.
Okay.
You know, it's called the tools, the technology, the mechanics, et cetera. And I leave that up to, there's so many people better suited to that. All I'm saying, it must be there.
Yeah.
And if it must be there, and if that's your calling, then your calling is to make it easy there. So that I must do it in a way that everybody can do it. So the calling is that everybody can build a great company, and I need to create a way for everybody to do it. Now I've created a way for everybody to see it and to do it. And anybody who says yes, but, out of here, out of here. I'm just not interested in having that stupid conversation. You understand, it's not because you're stupid, it's just because you're unwilling to let go of this reality, which is so true. I mean, it's a universal truth. And it's so true, it's so absolutely true, that anybody stands there and argues with it. I'm going to say, what are you arguing about? White is white, black is black, red is red. What are you arguing about? And well, because I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I said, white is white, red is red, and true is true. And let me show you how it works. Okay, show me how it works. If it works, wouldn't it be absolutely profoundly important that you utilize it? But maybe like sitting there with your thumb in your ear and you say, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Take your thumb out of your ear. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Take your thumb out of your ear. You put it right back. You say, wait a second. I'm a guy with his thumb in his ear.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, but you can't hear me. So it's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful. For somebody that
so
said, I don't have an answer,
to,
that was a great answer.
I'm going to say, everybody who's listening, let's take your thumb out of here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Take your thumb out of here. Yeah, that's the best tool. So what's the best way to keep a client or a project on track?
Well, just keep on reminding them why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, you have to go back to the beginning every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to have a system for doing that.
Yeah.
And that's called the system of the five essential functions: inspiration, education, application, implementation, continuous improvement. Inspiration is for the purposes of discovering an epiphany. Education is for understanding. Application is for a direct experience. Implementation is for enhancing that direct experience so that you continually apply it for the purposes of gaining more experience, and continuous improvement, because you're staying static where you are is the death of growth. Yeah, so it's very, very critical to understand there's a methodology, a mindset that's critical to all of this. And that's the way you keep it alive. You have to keep on going back to inspiration, education, application, implementation, continuous improvement. Did you do that? Did you do that? Did you do that? No. Well, let's find out why you didn't do that. And let's now go and try to see what we can get out of your way so you can do that. And now that you've done that, do you see why that was so important? You see, you had this problem and we wanted to get rid of that problem. And so we went to work on it in a way systemically that we could then avoid getting into the same box we were in before. And the reason you wanted to do that was because the problem was keeping you from having the experience that you would wish you could have. And the lack of that experience meant that you're all this travail of frustration continuously. You remember the frustration? Remember how you told me that? That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So let's go back again and start anew and see how we can refresh your mind so that you're able to refresh this purpose underlying everything we're doing.
Fantastic. So Michael's fantastic. Michael's just answered that question with a complete system for being more productive and keeping clients on track. I love it.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
I love it. So what's the number one thing anyone can do to differentiate themselves?
Stop trying to differentiate yourself. That's the most important thing you can do. Stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about it. When you focus yourself on the customer, not on what you want. When you focus yourself on the customer, which is what we've been doing here all this time, focusing on the customer who doesn't want to, the customer who doesn't want to, but really wants to, et cetera. And when you focus on the customer, you're going to find the way to do it. And as you begin to focus on the customer, it's going to differentiate you because you demonstrating how you care about your customer, not about being differentiated. So stop thinking about it. It's a waste of time.
Great. So that's quite special advice there. Stop trying to be different. Just focus on the customer. Love it.
Yeah. Stop trying to be different. Just be good.
Be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Michael, this has been absolutely wonderful. Before we wrap up, I'd invite you to tell us a little bit about the Dreaming Room event you've got coming up, because that's kind of the launch pad for this whole movement of Beyond the EMIS, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is, and thank you for asking me about that. I'll just say this, that if you have gotten anything from this conversation, I don't mean you, Jürgen, but the people who are listening to us, if you've gotten anything from this conversation at all, you know that both Jürgen and I are earnestly determined to make a difference, not be different. And we're determined to do that with everything that lives within us. It's because there's nothing better on the planet to do than that. That's what I'm launching in the new Dreaming Room. What I'm launching in the new Dreaming Room is the experience that I've been speaking to here. And that means that over 2.5 days, I'm going to do something with you that's going to awaken a spirit of investigation, opportunity, and creativity unlike anything that's ever happened to you before. And I know that because I've done that and done that and done that and done that and done that. Happens every single time. The only difference is this time we're not doing it from an e-myth perspective. We're doing it from beyond the e-myth. Because once you're done in the Dreaming Room, we'll then take you beyond the e-myth to discover your dream, your vision, your purpose, your mission in earnest so that you can put it to work as the platform for NewCo. Every single one of you deserve to go to work on NewCo because you've never experienced yourself as more alive than you will when you begin to do that. So this is a continuing process. The end of this process is the transformation of economies worldwide, literally an economic development process unlike anything that's ever been done. And I like to say, and Jürgen, you referred to it, you can't fix the grassroots from the top down. Government cannot do it, only you can, but you must take it on individually. You must take it on personally. Nobody can do this for you. I can't create a dream for you. I can't create it. Oh, I could. I could sell you a franchise and you could buy my dream. But then you wouldn't be an entrepreneur, would you?
No.
No. So my job is to awaken the entrepreneur in every single human being who's ready and willing to let go of everything they believe to be true, just in the case that they might discover something bigger than they ever imagined before, living within you. And my job is to make that possible.
Love it.
So it happens on December 9th, 10th, and 11th. It happens at a beautiful hotel in Carlsbad, California. It was formerly the Four Seasons Hotel. It's now the Hyatt Aviara. And all you got to do if you want to find out more about it is go to www.beyondemyth.com. And when you do, there'll be a link that will enable you to enroll in that first new dreaming room. And hear me, I may be 80, but you've never had anybody challenge you the way I'm going to challenge you when we do that 2.5 days together.
Yeah, I imagine that would be absolutely awesome to be challenged by you in person, Michael, to see your passion and your energy just on this interview. So, go visit that link, beyondemyth.com, not the other one I said, beyondemyth.com, and you'll find all the details there. So thank you, Michael. So before we leave, Michael, I'd like to ask my guests at the end who they'd recommend I also bring on to the InnovaBuzz podcast. So do you have anybody in mind that you'd like to see?
Here's the one guy you got to bring on. His name is Roger Ford.
Roger Ford.
It's R-O-D-G-E-R Ford, F-O-R-D. Mm-hmm. Roger is the most brilliant entrepreneur I've ever known, the most brilliant chief executive officer I've ever known. He has successfully designed, launched, built, and grown seven infamously famous enterprises. He's now doing exactly that with a company called Reliant Heart. Mm-hmm. And Reliant Heart is an extraordinary company. Go online, ReliantHeart.com. If you can get Roger to come on and talk to you, you have never spoken to anybody like the man before, ever, ever. He's in his 70s. This is his last enterprise. Mm-hmm. While he's doing this, he also rides rodeos.
Oh, rodeos.
Walks away with number one belts.
Oh, wow.
In his 70s.
Yeah, I love it.
Roger is amazing.
So, okay.
Amazing.
Well, thanks for that suggestion. So, Roger Ford, I'm coming to get you, courtesy
you
of
R-O-D-G-E-R. R-O-D-G-E-R, Reliant Heart.
Okay.
And you can reach him at R Ford, R Ford, R-F-O-R-D, at something.
Yeah.
R4.com, I believe it is. But check it out. You'll find him.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. That's a great suggestion. I really look forward to interviewing Roger. So, Michael, this has been absolutely wonderful. I've really enjoyed this. I've got a lot from it. I've got a lot to go away and think about right now, as well as edit the podcast video and interview, obviously. But I thank you so much for today's interview, for everything you've done for small business around the world on behalf of my audience. This has been really enjoyable for me. It's been a learning experience, and I wish you all the best for the launch of Beyond eMyth and for the Dreaming Room event coming up, and hopefully we can stay in touch.
Super. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. I hope you enjoyed meeting Michael as much as I enjoyed this interview and are as inspired by his energy, his passion, and his message for every small business as I am. I'm certainly excited to come on this journey with Michael and invite my listeners to join me. All the show notes for this episode will be at innovabiz.com.au/Michael E. Gerber. That is MICHAELEGERBER. All lowercase, all one word, innovabiz.com.au/Michael E. Gerber. All of the links and everything we spoke about in this episode will be there for you to easily find and explore. Michael suggested I interview Roger Ford, CEO of Reliant Heart, on a future InnovaBuzz podcast. Michael spoke very highly of Roger, and I'm looking forward to meeting him. So Roger, keep an eye on your inbox for an invitation from me to the InnovaBuzz podcast, courtesy of Michael E. Gerber. Thank you to my audience for listening. I really appreciate you being here, and I hope we're adding a lot of value to everything that you do. I'd love you to pop on over to iTunes or Stitcher or Pocket Casts, if that's what you prefer, and subscribe so you'll never miss a future episode. And while you're there, we'd really appreciate you leaving us a review, because not only do reviews help us get found and get this message out more broadly, your feedback also helps us to improve. Of course, if there's anything you'd like us to cover or questions you want answered on future InnovaBuzz podcasts, please send them to us. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Remember, if you don't innovate, you stagnate. So think big, be adventurous, and keep innovating.